Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sierra Cruz here, your daily dose of reality mixed with a whole lot of hope. Now, you know I'm all about breaking down those addiction hurdles and helping you reclaim focus, right? And today's episode is hitting on something super crucial, something that forms the foundation of real, lasting recovery. We're diving into developing healthy coping mechanisms, the essential skills that keep you grounded when life throws its curveballs. Because let's be honest, everyone faces challenges, but how we deal with them can make all the difference between spiraling and thriving. Ever felt like your go-to response is grabbing for that phone, scrolling endlessly, or reaching for something that numbs the feelings instead of facing them head-on? I get it, trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Those quick fixes are temporary band-aids on a much deeper wound. They might give you a fleeting sense of relief, but they don't actually address the root cause. That's where healthy coping mechanisms come in. They equip you with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs without resorting to harmful habits. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your recovery game. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. You know, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's a game changer. When you're mindful, you become aware of your thoughts and feelings as they arise, without getting swept away by them. This helps you create space between the trigger and your reaction, giving you the power to choose how you respond instead of simply reacting impulsively. Think of mindfulness like a mental muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. 2. Physical activity. It's not just about the muscles. I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner, but regular exercise is seriously good for your mental health. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally boost your mood and reduce stress. Plus, it gives you an outlet to channel those restless energies in a positive way. So, find something you enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, anything that gets you moving. 3. Fuel your body wisely. What you put into your body matters. When you're constantly fueling up on processed foods and sugary drinks, it can wreak havoc on your energy levels and mood. Instead, focus on nourishing yourself with whole and processed foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Think of it as giving your body the building blocks it needs to thrive both physically and mentally. 4. Connect with others. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. When you feel isolated or overwhelmed, reaching out to loved ones can be a lifesaver. Share your struggles, laugh together, simply being present with someone who cares can make all the difference. It reminds us that we're not alone in this journey. 5. Find your creative outlet. Everyone has something that sparks their joy and helps them express themselves, whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or even gardening. Tap into your creativity. It allows you to tap into a different part of yourself, release stress, and find fulfillment outside of the constant cycle of cravings and distractions. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who's been struggling with social media addiction. She constantly feels anxious and out of control when she's not scrolling through feeds. But lately, she's been trying something new, joining a pottery class. She finds herself completely absorbed in the process, her hands shaping clay into beautiful creations. It's grounding, calming, and it gives her a sense of accomplishment that nothing else can. Slowly but surely, Sarah's realizing that there are other ways to cope with stress and anxiety than endlessly scrolling. She's finding joy in something tangible, something that allows her to connect with herself and express her creativity. So remember, developing healthy coping mechanisms is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep practicing, experimenting, and finding what works best for you. You've got this. And I'm right here cheering you on every step of the way. Now go out there and create some beautiful coping strategies that empower you to live a happier, healthier life. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Drop a comment on the episode. Tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you are not alone in this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.